You ever watch this guy on television?
You all were not telling the truth, and you should not be trusted.
Congressman Matt Gaetz, thank you for what you did for your country tonight.
Be offended with the Democratic whip, not House Republicans.
Like a machine, Matt Gaetz.
Welcome to Hot Takes. This is Congressman Matt Gaetz. Let's talk about the news, and let's specifically talk about Judge Emmett Sullivan. This is the judge in the Michael Flynn case who you're hearing has done just a spectacularly bizarre thing. He has quite literally outsourced the prosecution of Michael Flynn to Democrat donors, to legal partisans. It's like Judge Emmett Sullivan is crowdsourcing the prosecution of Michael Flynn. I've never seen anything like it. But let's go back and just get some context for why Michael Flynn is even in this mess in the first place. So the Obama administration is going out. The Trump administration is coming in. And if you remember, the Obama administration was really trying to do everything possible to provoke Russia at this time. And I think one reason is that Donald Trump's election was a total shock to the political system, that the media, the Democrats, and even some Republicans couldn't accept that Donald Trump won the election, so it had to be Russia. Russia had to be the reason that everybody got this so wrong, that, you know, the media got it wrong, the political industrial complex got it wrong. So this is obviously creating great strain on the relationship. Flynn has been selected to be the incoming national security advisor, and so he has a discussion with the Russian ambassador to essentially preserve the status quo, not to allow the outgoing administration to create an escalation that would then limit the options that President Trump and his team would have. You know, if you recall at that time, North Korea is a situation where we need Russia's help. Syria is a situation where we have to de-conflict with Russia. With what's going on the border with Turkey, there was Russian involvement and a need to have at least productive dialogue. And Flynn didn't want to see that eroded, so he has this discussion. Now, the Obama administration knew that Flynn had this discussion. Jim Comey's FBI was aware of it. And what the notes that we've only seen disclosed during COVID reveal to us is that those FBI agents went over there not to investigate Flynn for being a traitor to our country, but to try to catch him in a gotcha moment, to try to create circumstances that would require his resignation or his departure from the administration because he was somebody that Obama didn't like. And we know that Obama was personally involved in that because Obama said so to Trump, that he didn't want to see Flynn carry to the next administration. And so we know Obama was involved to the point of even having a discussion with Trump about it. And that really raises the question, how involved was Biden? You know, you see Biden in the unmasking documents, and we'll get that to a moment, but it really creates a heck of a circumstance for Biden. So Flynn has this discussion. He gets set up. They then threaten his son with prosecution. Flynn takes a plea. He then gets Sidney Powell as his attorney, and she has just done a fantastic job laying out the case, getting the research. And she blows the whole thing open. She exposes this as an insincere prosecution, as an invalid plea deal. And Bill Barr's Department of Justice rightly decides that they want to drop the case. So you've got the government wanting to drop the Flynn case, and obviously Flynn would like to see the matter resolved. But the judge has now appointed retired federal Judge Gleason to come in and argue positions submitted by, I guess, anyone who wants to come in and trash Michael Flynn. But this is not how we administer criminal law in this country. You don't just crowdsource a prosecution of someone because your politics don't align with the fact that they were innocent all along. And Judge Emmett Sullivan has also acted bizarrely toward Flynn, calling him a traitor to the country. And frankly, I think that this is something that would not withstand appellate review if it yielded anything other than a total and complete dismissal of Michael Flynn. So we'll keep an eye on Judge Sullivan, nothing like I've ever seen before. And hopefully we don't live in a society where we crowdsource prosecutions and allow mob rule to govern over the discovered facts that show how rotten this investigation was at the outset. A little bit of news from the state of Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis announcing that professional sports will be able to take a hold again in our state, and those activities can start resuming with team activities, training, and workouts. And I've got to say, I think Governor DeSantis has done a fantastic job during the coronavirus in following the data and not the hysteria. And I know at the beginning, when DeSantis wasn't racing with other governors to be the first to close down and lock down every element of our economy, that the national media piled on him. And then they really hoped, in a lot of ways and in their reporting, that Florida was going to be the next New York, that we were going to have all these explosions of cases and people were going to be dying in the hospitals with lacks of ventilators. And the reality is, in the state of Florida, we've had very low community transition relative to other states. Don't know if that's a function of our population density, if it's a function of weather, but the reality is it has been lower acuity, lower transmission in Florida. And so, of course, nobody wants to give DeSantis credit in the media. They don't want to say, okay, well, you know, maybe he was tuned in and dialed in to what the scientific information was showing us. Instead, they're saying, well, Florida, you know, maybe that's just a place where, you know, the humidity or whatever results in COVID not having the same impact. And so if that's the case, hey, you know, y'all come, as we like to say in the South. And I am hopeful that the renewal of professional sports will just help our American spirit a little bit more. And I know that there are a lot of us eager to get back to those things because it restores a sense of normalcy. And so great to see the governor do that. I hope it works out. He's got my full support. And I suspect that we'll be seeing and learning about other openings in the state of Florida. I'm hopeful that the governor will open vacation rentals soon in our state so that people can visit and enjoy Florida. I suspect that the governor is layering visitor entry into the state so that we could continue to watch the data. And he has my support in that. And also he has my encouragement to get our vacation rental industry going, because it's such an important part of the economy in Northwest Florida and throughout our great state. More national news I want to talk about. Biden's name specifically being on the unmasking sheet. So Ambassador Rick Grenell, we talked about him on a few other episodes of the pod. He is a real just active guy in the administration. He doesn't wait around. He just gets right on the task at hand. And it has been just years since we have really made these initial allegations about the highest levels of the Obama administration being involved in the corruption and in the targeting of people that they didn't like for their politics or because they had been involved with winning campaigns and with the time President-elect Trump. And to see that Joe Biden himself is on the list of people requesting the unmasking of Michael Flynn really is revealing about the sense of revenge that I think permeated the top levels of that White House and the resentment. Here was my commentary on the Sean Hannity
show. I don't know what's worse for Joe Biden, being implicated in that potential setup or being so without his faculties that he can't remember the meetings. He can't remember being there. And I think that that also creates sort of a political Chinese finger trap for Biden. Either he's going to claim he was the super involved vice president and wants credit for all the things he thinks America loved about the Obama administration. But if he does that, he has to own these scandals, these setups, and this attempt by the Obama administration to undermine our democracy. Bad news for Joe Biden ahead.
You know, remember, Michael Flynn was a registered Democrat. And in some ways, these Democrats, like, they go after their own even more when they flip sides and see the light. And so, you know, when you see all these folks, Clapper, Brennan, Biden, the chief of staff to President Obama, involved in this, you know it wasn't a one-off. You know it wasn't just, you know, some quirky little thing that went awry. This was part of a broader plan to destabilize confidence in President Trump. And it's why we've got to have investigations. I mean, I really want to encourage my good friend Lindsey Graham to pick up that gavel in the Judiciary Committee, to start calling in the witnesses, everybody's name who was on that unmasking sheet, should be giving public testimony as soon as possible regarding why it was that they were so deeply involved in a bogus counterintelligence investigation from the White House, as they were supposed to be helping and transitioning toward President Trump, not doing everything they can to undermine him. That needs to happen in the Senate. Lindsey Graham has the power to do it, and I sure hope he will. Final thing I want to talk about today, we saw news breaking late last night that the FBI has seized the cell phone of Senator Richard Burr. I have been the leading Republican critic of Senator Burr in the United States Congress. It is disgusting to me that Senator Burr was able to engage in a stock sell-off with facts continuing to develop that seem to increasingly incriminate him. You'll remember, unlike other senators, Burr put out a statement saying he himself directed these trades. You'll remember that he said on Fox News that he, on their online platform, that there was nothing to worry about with the coronavirus, that our country was prepared, that it wouldn't create this great shock to the system. And then I think the evidence that may really get him is the familial contact. After the news broke from ProPublica that Senator Burr's brother-in-law also was liquidating stocks the same day Senator Burr was, it started to seem that there was something more coordinated. So the FBI has seized Senator Burr's cell phone with search warrants. Here is my first commentary I provided on Tucker Carlson Tonight regarding Senator Burr.
Richard Burr is a disgrace. He should be removed as the intelligence chairman immediately as a result of this conduct. And as Republicans in the Trump era, we have an obligation to say that we do not want corrupt acts to be associated with our tribe. And Republicans need to start stepping up and speaking out, because what Richard Burr did in the Senate stock sell-off is not something that we want our brand associated with.
And I didn't let up there. I was back on Tucker soon thereafter, and we continue to beat the drum.
Social distancing is not going to be a sufficient penalty for Senator Burr in the United States Senate. He needs to be removed as the intelligence chairman. You think about the Gang of Eight, the group of people who review the most select intelligence in the world. That group now includes Adam Schiff, Richard Burr, and Nancy Pelosi, three of the lowest integrity people in the entire United States Congress. So I think Leader McConnell needs to take action here. And hey, maybe in the next relief bill, Americans can choose $1,200 or stock tips from Senator Burr and Senator Feinstein.
You know, I don't believe in guilt by accusation, but if he did something wrong, he should face the consequences. We should put America and the American people first, not our own interests, as we engage in our public service and in our public acts. So thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Hot Takes with Matt Gaetz.